From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama speaks about the new health care law in Iowa today, where he first outlined his plans to revamp health care as a presidential candidate. Republicans, such as Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, say they will keep up their opposition to the new law on behalf of citizens.
The administration and some in Congress would like this debate to be over. They want the American people to sit down and quiet down. That's been their approach to health care for an entire year.
And Senate Republicans have found a couple of rules violations in a package of fixes to the health bill. A revised package will now need a new House vote, something Democrats wanted to avoid. Presidential spokesman Robert Gibbs says Mr. Obama looks forward to communicating with people at the University of Iowa.
I'm sure there will be parents of those that attend the University of Iowa that will have some interest in keeping their children on a health insurance policy through the age of 26.
Some Democratic lawmakers who voted for the health care bill are receiving threats, and there's been property damage at homes and offices. The FBI and Capitol Police have briefed them on security precautions and are providing some extra protection. Another jobs bill is on the way to the Senate. NPR's Audie Cornish reports House lawmakers have approved a measure that includes a combination of tax breaks for small businesses and money for state infrastructure.
House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer says the bill includes key provisions for helping state and local governments, including money to help with welfare and job placement program costs, as well as subsidies for infrastructure.
This bill expands the successful Build America Bonds and Recovery Zone Bonds, which help state and local governments fund needed projects and put people to work.
Republicans criticized the measure because the spending and tax breaks for small businesses in the $19 billion bill are paid for by closing loopholes they say are tantamount to tax increases. Audie Cornish, NPR News, the Capitol.
And new figures show unemployment to insurance benefits claims dropped sharply last week. Today, Defense Secretary Robert Gates will announce new rules making it tougher to kick out gay and lesbian members of the military. That's encouraging to Aubrey Sarvis, the director of the Service Members Legal Defense Fund, which provides legal help to gay service members.
What he announces will signal to the Congress and to service members worldwide the direction that the Secretary and the Commander-in-Chief are going in.
Congress is studying whether and how to do away with the Don't Ask, Don't Tell law that has forced thousands of gay people out of the military. Gates will call an end to so-called third-party outings requiring formal documentation before investigations can start. He will also require more senior officers to handle the investigations. This is NPR News. Researchers say that if osteoporosis drugs can cause unusual thigh bone fractures in some women, the risk is very low. NPR's Richard Knox has a summary of their analysis published in the New England Journal of Medicine.
There have been some reports that women taking drugs for osteoporosis have suffered rare kinds of fractures of the thigh bone. Since millions of people take these drugs to prevent fractures, that could be alarming. The new report, funded by the makers of two osteoporosis drugs, combined results from three studies involving more than 14,000 women. Only 10 of them suffered the unusual fractures. The fracture risk was not significantly higher in those who'd been taking the osteoporosis drugs than those who weren't. Even women taking the drugs for 10 years had no higher risk. If there is a small risk, study authors say it's heavily outweighed by the number of fractures that the drugs prevent. Richard Knox, NPR News.
A psychologist testifying in a sex abuse lawsuit trial against the Boy Scouts says the group put boys at risk by concealing information about troop leaders who were molesting scouts. The Boy Scouts of America faces a $14 million lawsuit in Portland, Oregon, from a man who claims he was sexually abused by a scout leader. Attorneys for the Boy Scouts say the organization kept files on suspected molesters confidential to protect children. But the psychologist testifies the policy reflected reckless indifference in keeping parents and law enforcement authorities in the dark. Federal agents have recovered a stolen painting by the Swiss artist Paul Klee. It was taken from a gallery in New York City in 1989. It turned up in a Montreal gallery whose owner notified police. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.